You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Papo Man Radio is on the air, live from the City by the Bay and the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-star, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Straight up, we're talking sports, have a little comedy, have some fun as well for the next hour. Hour number two, of course, each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, we take over the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm talking about the airwaves, so if we take over the studios, we run rap shot here. Of course, Dominic Jimenez, he's doing his thing via Skype, as is Zach Attack Young, but I'm here, of course, Floppy as well, and of course, on the other side of the glass, the great Scott Cuddy handling the things behind the scenes. So we've got lots of fun for the next hour. You want to join us, you can on the toll-free or via the Skype. Your choice. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. The Skype address, and this is good, Sports Byline and the number 2. Once again, Sports Byline and the number 2. So we've got lots of things to talk about. The baseball all-star game. How about the fans being able to vote 1,000 times online? Back in the old days, you had to go to the ballpark to vote as far as the all-star game was concerned. But those were the old days before online, before computers. I guess the world has changed. This is the 21st century. But all-star and baseball is still baseball, the national pastime, right? You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Do you want a thick green lawn without an outrageous water bill at the end of the month? I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about reducing your water use in the garden right after this.
And it's a championship built from the ground up. Not a fumble in sight. Look at that swing. He's sliding. He made it.
Dad, I'm playing.
Well, I'm proud of that Yellowwood swing set I built. And the game isn't on yet.
But do you have to use a megaphone?
Hey, it brings out the hustle.
Backyard better with Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine. Download your project at buildyellow.com. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
Americans use about 7 billion gallons of water a day just for landscape irrigation. The best way to control that use is to reduce the need for watering. A generous layer of mulch around your plant, say 3 to 5 inches, will help prevent evaporation and retain moisture around the roots. When you mow the lawn, raise the blade a notch or two. Shorter grass requires more water. While you're at it, use a mulching mower, which will return the clippings to the lawn. It feeds the lawn, slows evaporation, and saves time mowing. When the weather is hot and dry, don't apply fertilizer. In these conditions, it will actually aggravate the problems associated with drought and put more stress on your plants. Finally, when you add new plants, choose those that are native to the region since they will require less watering. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Invest in some fun this season with this deal from Paintball Tickets. With the largest network of paintball fields in North America, Paintball Tickets is committed to bringing you high-intensity fun for a fraction of the cost. With the purchase of your paintball tickets, you'll receive free admission and equipment rentals to some of the most played-at paintball parks nationwide. And by partnering up with like-minded, safety-conscious paintball fields in thriving markets across the nation, we've ensured there's always a field close to home. These tickets, which can be purchased in bulk, are designed to fit the needs of every skill level, from casual observers to weekend warriors. This adrenaline-inducing sport is perfect for birthday parties, corporate team building, or a casual outing with friends. Make the right choice for your wallet. Get in on the fastest-growing action sport with this deal from Paintball Tickets by going to sportseconone101.com and clicking on the Play Paintball button.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
So So before I get to the $64,000 question on Major League Baseball, is Yuleski Gurriel damaged goods at 32 years old? Of course, the Cuban all-star. I go to Dominic Jimenez. Dom, you got some scores for us?
I do. Let's start with the National League. The Cardinals beat the Brewers 8-1. The Giants finally beat Arizona at home 4-2 today behind a short outing by Jake Peavy, but the bullpen gets the job done. Cincinnati loses to the Marlins 4-2. The Chicago Cubs lose 12-6 to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh starting to roll there. Rookie Josh Bell hits his first home run, a pinch hit grand slam. Congrats go out to him. And one last score, the Dodgers beat the Padres 4-3. Zach, you got the AL, yeah?
Yeah, the Tigers beat the Blue Jays 3-2. The Angels lost to the Orioles 3-2. The Yankees beat the Indians 7-6. And we had, we also had the Twins beating the Rangers 8-4.
Okay, now the $64,000 question: who's the hottest team in the National League, Dominic?
The hottest team in the National League is it's got to be Pittsburgh right now. 9-1 over their last 10. They've got the gap behind the Cubs down to 6.5. The Giants have kind of coasted a little bit. They're 7-3 over their last 10, but they've scuffled. The Cubs are 1-9, so they're cooling off significantly. The Pirates are the best team in the National League over the last 10 games, hands down.
Zach Attack, who's the best team in the other league?
Oh, you know, you could make an argument for the Indians right now. I mean, they got the best record in the American League, but they are just 5-5 in their last 10 games. So I don't know. I mean, the Red Sox are kind of on fire right now. They're 48-38. They're number two in the AL East, but they seem to be gaining ground on the Orioles. So that's something to look at. The Rangers are also, they have a great overall record, but they're only 3-7 in their last 10. So that's, I don't know. I'd say probably the best team right at this moment is probably the Indians.
Dominic, was I dreaming last week when I thought a team that won like almost 19, something like 19? Who was on that long, long winning streak? Just got stopped.
That was the Indians. Did they really win
19 games?
It was pretty close to that. Yeah, it was around 19 games. It might have been a little bit less, but they hadn't lost since the Cavaliers won the title. And that ended within the last week and a half, that winning streak. So just some perspective on in terms of dates, let alone games.
Okay, Cadwallader, I'll stick with you now. Is Yuri Gurriel, is he damaged goods? Why isn't he signed?
I don't think he's damaged goods. You know, there's always the process of getting the license to come from.
He's here wherever. Already.
Okay.
He's well, already he's got- here in the United States. No, he defected. He's here in the United States.
I understand that. Well, once he defected, he had to set up shop. Teams are starting to have to work him out. He's older, so those things are working against him. And there's not any time these guys come from Cuba, there's not a lot of tape on them. But he says he's ready to sign. I think that was another part of it, is that he didn't want to commit to the first big contract he saw. I think maybe because of his age, he's been really patient. He's really interested in the Yankees.
Zach, he's going to the Yankees. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Yuri will end up to the Yankees. I think that this is all posturing.
It definitely makes sense. I mean, who don't the Yankees have a shot at getting?
Of course, the Yankees now, the Golden State Warriors the Golden State Warriors are now the New York Yankees of basketball. Of course, gathering up all these players, signing all these blue chip players, and back in the Steinbrenner mindset. Of course, the Steinbrenner kids have taken over baseball and the Yankee organization. But, Dominic, they don't seem to be able to put together a winning team.
Yeah, the one difference between the Warriors and the Yankees is the Warriors, three out of their big four were drafted. The Yankees, for the longest time, did not put a ton of stock into the draft. They were, okay, what do we need a starting pitcher? Let's go out and sign the best starting pitcher. Well, now that formula is kind of, it's shown that it's not as strong. You've seen teams like the Giants with their starting pitching prior to this year. They were all drafted. Teams like the Royals, the Rays, and their success, they've almost been exclusively drafted players over the last 10 years when they've been successful. So we're seeing the trends of baseball change, and you're also starting to see the Yankees not get the best free agents. And, you know, they've realized that they can't go out and spend $200 million every offseason and come up short. So they're trying to change their philosophy there too. That's part of what's different there, is they're trying to change their philosophy, but they could use a guy like Yuleski Gurriel.
Well, that's not what got them those championships. Of course, guys like Reggie Jackson, free agents like Reggie Jackson and Dave Winfield. Speaking of Dave Winfield, you know what Dave Winfield's famous for? As far as Robin Givens's wife is concerned, Zach? I mean, her mother's concerned, Ruth Roper?
Oh, no, I hadn't heard about that.
Dave Winfield was sued by Ruth Roper, who's the mother of Robin Givens. Robin Givens, of course, was a woman that married Mike Tyson. Robin Givens showed up for her first date with Mike Tyson at a restaurant with two accountants, a publicist, and her mother. I don't know why she needed all those people for her very first date. But, of course, Ruth Roper, who was Robin Givens' mother, sued Dave Winfield for giving her herpes. I kid you not. And he settled out of court. Oh, back in the day, things, this little funny story there. Continue. But the bottom line is, do you think Jiří is going to get signed within the next couple of months? He will be signed by the end of the year, Dominic?
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely be he'll definitely sign probably by the trade deadline come July 31st. Okay.
Should I be impressed with the All-Star Game, Dominic? I'll keep it with you. Should I be impressed with the All-Star Game when fans can vote a million times online for certain players and this and that? Does that mean the best are playing?
Yeah, there's always going to be the mess up by the fans there. Last year we saw almost the entire starting lineup for the AL with the Royals. Granted, some of them were deserving. Others, I'm looking at you, Omar Infante, far from deserving. This year, they've done a better job this year, but there's still a couple guys. I think Addison Russell for the National League, he's going to be the starting shortstop, hitting about .238 right now. He's the glaring oops. They messed up and got the wrong guy there. Would have liked to have seen Corey Seager, who did make the All-Star team, or a guy like Brandon Crawford, who ended up being snubbed from the All-Star team in there at shortstop. So I think for the most part, they did a good job. The Cubs, the entire infield for the Cubs are starting. Anthony Rizzo at first, Ben Zobrist at second, Russell at short, Chris Bryant at third. Buster Posey sneaks in there as the catcher. But for the most part, the fans have done a good job. They did a good job this year. Obviously, there's always going to be the head scratcher where, they stuffed the ballots. But, you know, the way that the thing I do like is every team has to be represented. So that creates some interesting dynamics, because there's always going to be snubs when a guy who maybe not be playing as well has to make it to represent his team, as opposed to the fourth or fifth best player who's deserving on a team that's got multiple guys.
Zach Attack, Corey Seager, what about this home run derby trying to mess up his swing? Come on, the guy's swinging at baseballs. How can he mess up a swing swinging at baseballs?
Well, you know, I mean, there's some cases where the, you know, like a young player going into the home run derby, you know, they get that taste of hitting those home runs like that, and then it's kind of like a different swinging method that you're using when you're in the home run derby, because you're just trying to hit it all out of the park, you know? And it's not the same as just trying to get a base hit. So it kind of messes them up mentally a little bit, and it's difficult for them to adjust. Like, probably the most notable case was Bobby Abreu a couple years ago, who was hitting really well before the All-Star break, and then after the All-Star break just had one home run.
What's up with my boy Clayton Kershaw?
He is, you know, he's still recovering from his back injury. It's not supposed to require surgery, so that's good news. And the better news for the Dodgers is they've actually managed to hold it together and win most of the games since he's been gone. You know, they're 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they're just, you know, they're 6.5 games behind the Giants, but they've held it together when it looked like it was not going to go that way.
We're ready to open things up, folks. We'll talk about the Sports Smorgasbord here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-7510, or the Skype line, Sports Byline, and the number 2. I am Johnny Taco. Johnny Taco, my all-star. Zach Attacking, of course, and the great Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. We thank you for allowing us to come into your home, your phone. You know, so many people listen to the show on so many different media ways. I mean, people listen on their notebooks, their phones, and their computers, and on radio stations, and the American Forces Network around the world, different military bases. I mean, wow, so many different avenues for this radio show. The bottom line is you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
Here's Manny. And he's drilled, and Manny's going after him. And here we go. And Manny and Ventura are going at it on the mound. And this is a big-time brawl at Camden Yards. He threw it, Manny, in the second inning. And on the first pitch, he drills him. And that's the M.O. of your Donald Ventura. This has followed him in his brief career. Manny and Ventura still barking at each other. Manny is being pulled away by C.B. Buckner. I gotta tell you, Mike, that is just bush league.
Some of us won't survive. This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel.
I love it.
You're an angel to me.
Shelly Fabray from the Donna Reed Show back in the 50s with Johnny Angel, her only song ever. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco, and I'm laughing a bit. Of course, we are talking sports for the next couple of, next hour, of course, here on Sports Byline. The Warriors, of course, 73 wins this year. Didn't get an NBA title out of this. Now, of course, the 73 record really doesn't count, considering they didn't win the NBA title. But I got to ask you this, Dominic. Do they win more than 73 games with a guy like Kevin Durant?
It is entirely possible that they managed to break that record again. See, you know, one thing, people are concerned about the Warriors bench, but the way I see it is now that you have four legitimate, I can say, star players, you can afford to always have one of them on the floor. You know, you take off Draymond Green and Kevin Durant a little bit early, you leave Steph and Klay out there, you bring Steph and Klay out, maybe you go a couple minutes without any of them, and then you can bring back Kevin Durant and Draymond Green pretty quickly. So the flexibility by adding that fourth star creates a dynamic where you don't necessarily need that quote-unquote deep bench because you can mix and match really easily now. You don't have to rely on Steph and Klay to do so much of your scoring, they can defer a little bit, and it also creates matchup nightmares. Who do you guard? Do you hound Steph? Do you try to double Thompson? Because as soon as you do that, one of the other guys is open. The Warriors, if everything works out the way it should and they stay healthy, have a legitimate shot at breaking 73 amazingly.
Okay, Zach, if the Warriors are the big winner here, besides Oklahoma City, who's a real loser?
I mean, probably the Cavaliers, because this just became a lot tougher for them, and they didn't really strengthen themselves too much in free agency, so this is going to be, you know, a tough task for them to defeat these Warriors. And not only that, but some of these teams in the East have gotten better, so I don't know. I mean, we might not even see them in the finals next year.
Okay. I that's interesting. I'm going to hold you to that. Of course, I think Cleveland's still a pretty damn good team, because any team that has LeBron James on it, you know, I mean, he is the Superman. You got to give him his props, because he was down 3-1, Dominic. I mean, there's no way in the world they should have been able to come back and statistically win 3 games in a row against a team as great as the Golden State Warriors, who we thought was as great as the Golden State Warriors. And they did it, and they did it, and they did it very impressively, especially in that 7th game.
You're entirely right. The odds were completely stacked against Cleveland. Nobody had ever done it in the finals. But it just as crazily enough, the Warriors had just done it to the Thunder. So there was a level of concern for the Warriors fans, or at least I think there should have been, that the Cavaliers were capable. And, you know, LeBron did it. He did it. It's hard to knock the guy, because he did it. Kyrie Irving showed how much of a presence he can be when he's healthy. And clearly the Cavaliers missed him last year. Kevin Love's still kind of a non-factor, but Kyrie and LeBron, what they did. And also, how about Dan Gilbert's willingness to just spend money? I think they ended up owing about $50 million in luxury tax from last season. That's the greatest $50 million I think Dan Gilbert has ever spent.
Interesting. We're talking NBA and some money here. Of course, Cleveland Cavaliers, the world champions for 2016, winning Game 7 here in Oakland. I think, you know, we weren't on last week due to illness, but the bottom line is, when you look at that Game 7, you know, they came in here and they beat the Warriors on their home turf, and they beat the Warriors, especially in the last 2.5-3 minutes. They beat them handily, Dominic.
Yeah, the Warriors were really in the game. I think they had gotten the lead down to maybe 3 or 4 points. They were really in it with about 5 minutes left. They brought back Festus Ezeli, and things just really went downhill from there. He was generally ineffective. Steph Curry had a couple turnovers. And then the big play, we've played it on the show, Scott Cuddy doing all the right things, playing that clip of LeBron James blocking Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala makes that layup. The Warriors are up 2, I believe. He makes it. The Warriors are up 2, and all of a sudden they're up 2 when the Cavaliers have to play in the half court. LeBron James blocks that ball. Kyrie Irving ends up getting the ball worked to him, and he makes a 3 to win the game. So the ability for LeBron to change the game, not only offensively and defensively, it's I think, possibly unseen before in the NBA.
Okay, let's change games. Let's go from basketball to the NFL. Who's going to start for the 49ers at quarterback, Zach?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of think that they'll probably do Colin Kaepernick, just partly because they're paying him more money and because he's just more talented than Blaine Gabbert. But I don't know. I mean, he still might not be completely, you know, back from his injuries, so there's always that to consider.
Now, Dom, you've got the inside being the 49er guy. Let us know.
Yeah, I think right now Kaepernick's got the inside track. I think Chip Kelly is a little more favorable to Kaepernick right now. But, you know, like Zach said, we're going to have to see what happens at training camp at the end of July here, whether Kaepernick is completely healthy. And we got to see how these guys grasp Chip Kelly's offense. It's not an easy offense to get a hold of.
You got to be in shape.
Yeah, the shape is not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about these guys' ability to manage the offense the way that and run it effectively with the fast-paced tempo. We've seen Kaepernick kind of struggle with playbooks and stuff like that in the past, so it'll be interesting to see how these guys look in Chip Kelly's offense.
Of course, Chip Kelly's hurry-up offense, and if you're not in shape, man, to play after play after play, I've seen him. They've worked the defense. He works the defense down to nothing. They're like sucking air. They look like asthmatic, Zach.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's his style, and it looks like a style that would fit Kaepernick well. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't think people can give up on Kaepernick so soon. He didn't have a good year last year, but at the same time, he was playing through a lot of injuries. So we'll just have to see how he comes out at the beginning of this season.
What about Singletary going down there being a Rams coach? You guys, was there anything in the paper, LA Times, about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big deal, you know, like coaching the defensive line. I mean, that's definitely a good pickup for them, and they've strengthened their defense. I don't know. I kind of think the Rams are going to be one of those surprise teams this year.
How come he didn't make it here in San Francisco, Dominic? How come Singletary didn't earn his – how come he didn't make it?
There were two things that I really look at. One, he didn't quite have the personnel. The Niners weren't quite at that talent level to take that next step. And two, Mike Singletary just wasn't quite the right X's and O's guy as a coach. We saw with Tom Sula, he just lacked the X's and O's ability. Mike Singletary was a phenomenal motivational speaker guy. He got his guys to buy into what he was doing. He really turned Vernon Davis's career around from kind of unruly, me, kind of punk, dare I say it, to a team player willing to do whatever it took to win and becoming, at the time, one of the top tight ends in the NFL. But Mike Singletary just lacked the game planning. He brought in really poor choices for assistants. I look no further than Jimmy Ray, who had been out of football for, I believe, 10 years, and he was in his 60s already to be the offensive coordinator. It was just a hurricane, tornado, whatever you want to call it, cluster of things that just were not going to work well for Singletary.
Okay, Singletary didn't work here, but neither did Tom Sula. In fact, the bottom line is his favorite thing was ordering pizza from Amici's, right, Zach?
Yeah, Tom Sula broke a single season record for Amici's orders.
That's all he did when he was here. I couldn't believe it, ordering pizza all the time. All right, we're talking sports till the top of the hour, folks. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, with his all-stars. Of course, talk about Zach Attack Young and the great Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. Now, injuries. We're entering the all-star game, of course, here, the midpoint of the 2016 baseball season. Any big injuries we need to look out here for in your mind, Dominic?
Well, yeah, obviously we got to start with Clayton Kershaw. Yeah. He has hurt his back from having to carry the Dodgers here in the first half. And keeping it on the pitching perspective, the entire New York Mets rotation, with the exception of Bartolo Colon, is kind of falling apart here. Matt Harvey's going to have shoulder surgery. He's going to be out for the year. Noah Syndergaard struggling with shoulder fatigue and a bone spur in his pitching elbow. Steven Matz is struggling with a bone spur in his pitching elbow. So all the whole adage where guys, where teams, we always hear how concerned they are about innings pitched and pitch counts and limits for young pitchers. Well, the Mets made the World Series last year, and it looks like they're kind of paying for it with the starting rotation. They're struggling with injuries. I'm concerned about Matt Harvey's long-term ability and projection, though. This is his second major arm injury in the last 3 or 4 years. He had Tommy John not too long ago, and shoulder injuries are always the worst things for pitchers. We've seen guys bounce back from Tommy John. We have not seen many pitchers bounce back from major shoulder injuries. So I think the New York Mets rotation are the biggest injuries to look at going forward, because the Marlins are playing good baseball. It's entirely possible they catch them and have a shot at winning the division there.
Minute before the break, Zach, I'm going to ask you this. Back to the NFL, who's going to suck more, the Raiders or the Niners?
I think the Niners will suck more this year. That's what it looks like. But I'm hoping that I'm wrong about that.
You're to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and his All-Stars. Live all across America, you can join us on the Skype line, folks. That's right. Via the 21st century, we got it going down here. That's right. Call us on the Skype line from any computer, cell phone, into your media device all around the world. The address is Sports Byline, and the number to, of course, the toll-free is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The plate is open. Johnny Taco's opening up the grill. We can talk any sport you want to talk about, including nude women's wrestling, until the top of the hour. That's one of my favorites, isn't it? Gennady Golovkin going to take on Kell Brook. Golovkin, the world middleweight champion. Of course, nobody wants to fight him. He's like 35-0, 32 knockouts. 22 knockouts in a row. He's got to take on a guy 13 pounds lighter than him to get a fight. What does that mean about the rest of the guys in middleweight? They're all pusses, or with a Y? You know what I'm talking about. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars back after the break.
We'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's recovering from an accident.
I've always had the dream my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Bastian Schweinsteiger is in the referee's notebook, and France have a penalty. That's harsh for me. He's facing Neuer. He scores! Incredible! Great chance for Griezmann! That may very well do it!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Woo! It's gonna be good!
Minutes past the hour. Big D, Dominic, take it away, baby.
All right, you heard it there. Antoine Griezmann leads France past the defending World Cup champions, Germany, 2-0. They're going to be in the final Sunday afternoon. They'll be playing Portugal, led by international superstar Cristiano Ronaldo. Man, this Euros tournament has been absolutely phenomenal. I don't know what more to say. This has become the summer of soccer. We still have the Olympics coming up. And the Euros have not disappointed. We've seen the titans of football all play one another. Italy played Germany, France and Germany. We've seen the relative unknowns of international soccer. Wales make the semifinals. Iceland's national soccer team made the quarterfinals of the tournament. It's going to be a great matchup. I do think the host team, France, though, is just going to absolutely eviscerate Portugal. Portugal has Cristiano Ronaldo, probably one of the two best players in all of soccer right now. But top to bottom, France's team is just playing too well, led by Antoine Griezmann, the attacking forward there. He scored both goals, defeating Germany. And Germany in that game absolutely led a vicious attack against France. And it was only, it almost became a matter of, when is Germany going to score? When are they going to score? Oh, there's another chance. And then all of a sudden, right before halftime, France was gifted a penalty by the referee on a very poor handball call in the box. Griezmann scored, and France never looked back. France, I think, as a country, really needs this. They've had a lot of problems over the last 12 months. They're hosting the Euros. There were a lot of security questions about the Euros. Sunday's game is going to be absolutely phenomenal to see, and I do think France is going to show up and win the Euros. It'll be the first time a host team has won two host tournaments. It'll be the second time France has won the Euros if they do win on Sunday. I'm looking for another big game from Mr. Antoine Griezmann and keeper Hugo Lloris.
Now, Zach, this is before your time and before Dominic's time, no doubt about that. Back in 1974, Don King convinced President Mobutu of Zaire, Africa, now known as the Congo, to invest $6 to $8 million of the country's wealth into bringing a fight. I'm talking about George Foreman and Muhammad Ali to Zaire, Africa. He said that it would make Zaire, Africa the new Acapulco, the new Hawaii. Of course, nobody ended up going there. It never happened. The country went bankrupt. The reason why I'm bringing this up is Brazil has invested trillions of dollars in the 2016 Olympics, and it looks like they're going to go belly up on this one. Is the country going to go belly up as far as, I mean, bankrupt? I mean, the bottom line is they're hurting for money. They can't do things down there like turn on lights in certain places. And now they tell me they're going to host the Olympics. Are they going to go belly up? Is the end of the country? I mean, you see where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's kind of crazy that that's even happening in the first place in that country. You know, like a lot of people were opposed to that and thought that they should have moved it. So I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the country did end up going bankrupt because of it.
Dominic, would you go to the Olympics with that Zika thing down there?
No, I wouldn't go to the Olympics. I think there's a little bit too much going on for my taste happening in Brazil right now. If it were something different, maybe the World Cup, I would consider it. But yeah, for the Olympics, I'm good watching it from the comfort of my home on my big TV.
What I meant was I talk about potentially the Zika thing. I mean, does the Zika thing scare you?
Yeah, that's definitely concerning. We haven't really seen too much of it here in the U.S., but Tigers closer Francisco Rodriguez actually contracted it when he went home to South America. I believe it was Venezuela during the offseason, and he told a story about how it was horrible. The symptoms he displayed, and you know, I'm relatively young. I like to think I'm going to have a family one day. I don't know how soon, but if Zika ends up being a long term issue, I want no part of that.
You know, I remember the that dirty joke about the guy that wished he could just get a little head and his head shrunk and that kind of stuff. But down there in Brazil, the Zika virus is actually causing kids to be born with little tiny heads on top of their head, man. Why are people even having kids with that risk going on? Zach, now you just became a father in the last couple of years. If you had that risk on the line, you'd have been thinking about it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's why a lot of, you know, I think you're supposed to wait like 6 months after exposure to it before you should, you know, engage in those types of activities. So,
well, speaking of those activities, I just saw the newspaper. One of the headlines is that the first person has died here in the United States from the Zika virus. So I guess the Zika virus has hit home here. Now, from Zika to combat sports, let's talk about the fact that Jose Aldo's back in the mix. I mean, he really is. There's no doubt about it. And Conor McGregor will never make 145 again, will he, Zach?
I would be surprised if he were able to do it, but it definitely seemed like they were discussing that fight after this one. So,
okay. Now, tonight you got to see my boy Nate Diaz on TV, Dominic. Now you know I'm talking about that unassuming guy with the hoodie and the T-shirt, this and that. Can you imagine he's like the animal I tell you he is or what?
Oh, I know all about Nate Diaz and the Stockton slap. I may not know a ton about UFC, but I know all about the Diaz brothers and how you want them in your corner for sure, despite the rather unassuming look, like you said.
They really don't look all that. I mean, Nick Diaz has got some, like, a lot of scars on him, but Nate Diaz, he looks like Leave It to Beaver. You know, I mean, he looks really fair, complected, and all that kind of good stuff. Of course, he is a Hispanic from Stockton. Do you think he really slapped Dana White, or was that a gag, Zach?
Oh, no, I think he really did. I heard that Dana White asked him to. I'm not sure why. I mean, but I think that was a real slap.
But Dana White asked him to?
That's what I've been hearing. Like, they definitely allowed that to happen because you can't just slap your boss and, you know, have it not be something that could happen.
Interesting. Brock Lesnar, now you hadn't watched Brock Lesnar. You're a big wrestling guy, Dominic. No, I know that. Of course, the WWE having their own network and things like that. But Brock Lesnar, now he proved that he can compete in the UFC. He beat a top five guy.
No, yeah, and it's funny. Earlier today when I was having lunch, I saw an old fight of Mark Hunt's, and I saw how thoroughly slow he was. It was amazing. I think time passed me by maybe a snail and some molasses while I was watching that fight. And I thought about it. I'm like, hey, I know Lesnar hasn't fought in 5 years. I know he probably might not have the cardio to go the full three rounds. And I know Hunt, if he just connects one, Lesnar might have a glass jaw. Who knows? But, man, I thought, hey, you know, Lesnar, I've seen him move in a ring before. Granted, it was all scripted, but I know the type of athlete he is. I know he won a national championship at the University of Minnesota, and I know how explosive he is. After about 2 minutes of watching them size each other up, Lesnar finally lunged, and it was thrilling to watch. I'm like, all right, man, is Lesnar going to do it again? Then he got him, and you got Mark Hunt on the ground, and I knew at that point, hey, this is where Lesnar needs to be, because if he's standing too long with Mark Hunt, it's entirely plausible Mark Hunt knocks him cold.
Now, Zach, I'm looking at the UFC schedule here, and I'm not too thrilled here. Of course, you got UFC Fight Night coming up on July 13th. That's going to come to you from South Dakota. Oh, boy, a hotbed for MMA. UFC on Fox, Holly Holm coming back against Shevchenko. That's July 23rd from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. That's Fox, the big network. UFC 201, Robbie Lawler and Tyrone Woodley. I'm not excited there. I'll need Viagra to get up for that one. What I'm trying to push up to is UFC 202. I'm talking about Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor 2, of course. Now, Dominic, not the biggest UFC fan, but you'll be tuning in to watch that one.
Oh, hands down. I would have tuned into that if I weren't on the first one, if I weren't on vacation. So I'm definitely going to be all over this one. No doubt. This is one of those kind of fights, just the way that everything went down last time, you really don't want to miss round two.
But, you know, I don't know, 90% of the time, no, actually, I think statistically about 75% of the time, the guy that wins the first fight wins the second fight. Now, Zach, what could be different outside of him knocking Nate Diaz out could be different in the second fight?
Well, you know, if he conserves his energy, you know, and he's more acclimated to the weight, I could see the speed advantage of Conor McGregor and the greater, you know, footwork of Conor McGregor possibly outpointing Nate Diaz. I mean, if you're asking me to name another way that he could do that, I mean, he's not going to submit Nate Diaz, so that's off the table.
Cain Velasquez smoked Travis Brown tonight. I mean, it's all over for Travis. I think Travis was an uncoordinated guy, and he just didn't have it. But that spinning back kick, I mean, I was so impressed. We brought it up in hour number one. I got to bring it up again. I don't think – I thought about it, and I looked back at all the days – that I've seen, you know, the UFC and Pride and things like that. I think I've seen some light heavyweights like Rampage try the spinning back kick, but I've never seen a heavyweight do it. Zach, in your memory, can you remember a heavyweight doing that?
No, definitely. This is the first time that I've ever seen that.
Wow, that was pretty heavy. Of course, Cain Velasquez, the 2-time world heavyweight champion. He's sort of looking his age now, isn't he, Zach?
Yeah, he is, and that's why, I mean, he was great in his prime, and he was nearly unbeatable, but I think the injuries, they got to take a toll and all that time away, and I mean, he is aging, and plus, you know how wrestlers are, they cut a lot of weight, and that kind of thing can really shorten your career, so I think he does look his age.
Okay, the guy that owns Cleveland, besides LeBron James, is Stipe Miocic. He is the UFC World Heavyweight Champion. He's going to defend against Alistair Overeem. That's going to be UFC 203. And, you know, you got to give Cleveland some props, man. I mean, because they've won the NBA title. They've won the UFC championship. And now they've got this title fight going down at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. So Cleveland now on the MMA map, Zach.
Right. And you know, Stipe Miocic winning the title wasn't rigged in his favor like the Cavaliers title was. So.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to ask Mr. Wrestling here. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. CM Punk. I can't think of it. What's his real name, Zach?
CM Punk. Isn't it Phil? It's Phil Brooks. Something. Yeah,
Phil Brooks. All right. All right. Phil Brooks. Tell me about Phil Brooks, Dominic. Does he get over on Mickey Gall? Mickey Gall can fight, man. They're picking Mickey Gall to beat him.
Yeah, CM Punk is going to get punked. It's true. I know he had a light background in martial arts, coming through the indie scene and everything like that. But this is a guy who's aged, and he's aged in addition to all of the bumps and bruises and injuries from wrestling. He's not a Brock Lesnar kind of guy. CM Punk, I don't think he has much of a chance here. Although I will say he might have a submission opportunity. If he can have an opportunity like that, he might capitalize. But he's probably going to lose. I'd put money against him for sure.
Zach, can you spell ragdoll?
R-A-G-D-O-L-L. Or is that
the same thing as CM Punk?
It could be that. I mean, tonight ragdoll was spelled M-A-R-K-H-U-N-T. So.
Just a guy taking on Beth Gray in a women's bantamweight bout. But, you know, I'm looking at the rest of the year as far as the UFC is concerned. And, you know, I guess some things have got to develop before the great fights come back. Because, Zach, I'm looking at this schedule here. And outside of Nate Diaz and McGregor, there isn't something in Overeem and Miocic. There's nothing here that really gets me off. I mean, Arlovski, the battle of the former UFC champions, Arlovski and Andre Arlovski and Josh Barnett. That's going to go down September 3rd. That's going to be in Hamburg, Germany. That's going to be a good fight as well. But outside of that, I need Viagra to get up for a lot of these fights here.
Yeah, you know what? I got to say, I think that you're kind of sleeping on the Lawler-Woodley fight. I think that's going to be a good fight. But other than that, I'd agree with you. There's not a lot of exciting ones out there.
Lawler-Woodley going down July 30th from the Phillips Arena and Atlanta GA. Of course, UFC 201, the card that sort of dissed. The co-feature will be Matt Brown and Jake Ellenberger. Ellenberger always brings it to fight, no doubt about it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Talking as All-Stars. One segment to go. Hour number two, this is Johnny Talking as All-Stars live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, live from the Sports Byline Studios. I am the man, the Taco Man, Johnny Talking as All-Stars on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
History in the making tonight. UFC 200, of course, in the bank, in the rearview mirror, and the new world bantamweight champion is Amanda Nunes, the first Brazilian woman ever to win a title. Of course, the UFC started in Brazil back in the 1930s. Of course, the Gracie's starting that. Bottom line is, this is my favorite time of the entire week. I go to Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez first. Tell me something I don't know, Big D.
Lost over the 4th of July weekend was Bobby Bonilla receiving his $1.19 million check from the Mets. That's right. Bobby Bonilla, who retired in 2001, received a $1.2 million check from the Mets as part of an agreement. They deferred the remaining $6 million that he had on his contract when they released him back in 1999. And he decided, him and his agent were like, hey, we'll take the deferred money. We'll charge you some annual percentage. So Bobby Bonilla is going to make $1.2 million every year until 2035. That is winning the system.
More power to him. Zach Attack, take it away.
Well, you may not know, but Dwayne Wade's ex-wife wants to a divorce resettlement reopened after his new deal with the Chicago Bulls. So she's trying to get a new contract, it seems.
You don't get a second bite at that apple. You get the first bite, and you're lucky you got that. You're dealing with the NBA guy. It's not like she's going to be. They're like O.J. Simpson. O.J. was giving his wife $24,000 a month child support, and she was using that to feed the kids. Can you think of two kids eating for $24,000 a month, Dominic?
Very easy for me.
So why did I ask Dominic that? Wrong guy to ask that one. Big D, you are great tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and of course, Zach Attack Young, say hello to your daughter. I love you. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks. Say hello to your daughter, too. Have a great night.
The bottom line is, this is Sports Overnight in America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. We hail every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. No doubt about that. I want to tell you that I thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, we air each and every Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network for 2 hours. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Thanks to our great producer, the engineer that he is, the great Scott Cuddy. This is Sports Byline.